Hi, good evening. My name is Dr. Hilary Van Horn Gatlin, your moderator for tonight's house call. I'm so glad you're taking the time tonight to listen to our house call, stay-around telephone group visit, FIT testing, making colorectal cancer screening the easiest and best thing you do for you this year. Now, if you're joining us right now, please know that this is an interactive call. If you have a question at any time during the call, please press zero and we will answer your questions live. If you want to schedule an appointment with your primary care physician for a physical or to address concerns that might come up, just press 7 and have your Kaiser card ready. It's free to participate, so just stay on the line to join us. Now, if you're joining us right now, please know that there are three important things I want you to learn from our house call tonight. First, how to turn your colorectal screenings into something you don't dread. Second, we're going to talk about common myths about colon cancer. And finally, we'll talk about some tips and tricks towards prevention. Again, if you're joining us, this is an interactive call, so stay on the line. Press zero, and we'll answer your questions live as time permits. And if you want to schedule an appointment, please press 7. Now, don't forget, if you have a question, please press 0. So because this call is recorded, please use your first name on air. Of course, if you have pressed 7 and want to make an appointment, the information is entirely confidential. Your continuing to listen and participate indicate your agreement in our recording. So please have your Kaiser card ready, and you will make an appointment today. So what we're going to do for those of you who are joining us right now is start with our first poll question. True or false? It's better not to get tested for colorectal cancer because it's deadly anyway. Press 1 for true and 2 for false. Again, for those of you just joining us, press 1 for true, 2 for false for the following question. It's better not to get tested for colorectal cancer because it's deadly anyway. So tonight, I'm so happy to have a few of our wonderful gastroenterologists joining us, Drs. Jason Gardino and Ying Wu, both located in our South Sacramento medical offices. So Drs. Gardino, Wu, is this true or false?
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Gardino. I wanted to absolutely tell you about this is how why this is false. But let's first back up and talk a little bit about colon cancer and define what the colon is. So the colon is also known as the large intestine or the large bowel. It's about 4 to 5 feet long, and the end of the colon is the rectum. And that's why you hear the terms colon cancer or colorectal cancer. They're used to talk about the same thing. However, treatment can be different between these two if you have colon or rectal cancer. But let's talk about why that answer is false. So colon cancer begins as very small benign growths in the colon.
Benign, what does benign mean?
Benign means it's not malignant or not cancerous.
Okay.
So these little tiny growths in your colon begin to form, and this was what makes colon cancer one of the most preventable diseases or cancers there is, because if we remove these little polyps or growths in the colon, we can prevent colon cancer.
Wow, so what you're saying is it is preventable.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So, you know, Dr. Wu, anything that you would add to that? Something about these polyps, so these are growths?
Polyps are growths that can form in the colon. They almost look like little pimples.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do a colonoscopy, we go in there and remove them. It's painless. You won't feel us removing them. And then that's how we prevent the cancer from forming. We're nipping it in the butt, and that's what a colonoscopy is.
Okay, and a good choice of words, too. So, okay, I have to ask, for those of you joining us again, if you have questions for Drs. Gardino and you, Wu, go ahead and press 0, and we will answer your questions live as time permits. So I have to ask you both. I know that I have heard a lot of my patients have some really interesting beliefs about colon cancer, colorectal cancer, preventability. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the most popular ones and some of the things you'd want us to know?
I think one of the most common myths and probably one of the most dangerous myths is that if you don't have any symptoms, then you don't have colon cancer. And that is completely false.
Wait, so say that again. So
that you have to have symptoms in order to have colon cancer.
Oh, okay. So you can actually be what we call symptom-free or asymptomatic and still actually have colon cancer.
Exactly. You can feel perfectly fine, 100% healthy, and still have colon cancer hidden inside of you.
Wow, okay.
And chances are if you feel 100% healthy, it might be a very small colon cancer,
mm-hmm.
in which case getting a colonoscopy is even more important so that we can get it out early before it spreads anywhere. However, once colon cancer grows, that's when you begin to hear about the symptoms that you might have heard of from other people, like blood in your stools, abdominal pain.
And we say blood in the stools, what do you mean by that?
Either seeing large amounts of red blood in the toilet after
okay.
a bowel movement, or even little specks,
mm-hmm.
Having bowel obstruction where you feel like there's a twist in your bowel, you have a lot of pain, or poop can't pass through,
mm-hmm.
and you don't go to the bathroom for days at a time.
So like severe constipation.
Severe constipation.
Okay.
Exactly. Weight loss, that's mm-hmm. really advanced, nausea and vomiting.
Okay. Okay.
I'll also add, too, that colon cancer affects men and women equally.
Oh,
so
okay.
The myth is that perhaps maybe women don't get colon cancer as much
right.
as males. That's not true. There's an equal gender disparity between the two. And also, when we talk about ethnicities,
mm-hmm.
The fact is that African Americans are a little bit higher risk of getting colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we target everybody for screening and preventing this disease, but we want everybody to get screened no matter what your race or gender is.
Okay. So now, if you're joining this call right now, and again, if you want to ask Dr. Scardino and Wu a question, go ahead and press 0 right now, and we'll try to answer your questions as quickly as time permits. Now, if you're joining this call, the likelihood is that you're due for something called a FIT test, which means you're due for a screening to make sure that you don't have any of these diseases.
That's right. So let's talk about the FIT test for a few minutes. Many of you on the line have gotten something in the mail, a little card mailed to you, that you're supposed to return to us, and we want you to return to that. That is what we call the poop test or FIT test.
You make it sound so tempting to do.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about it. It's one of those things where you could do in the convenience of your own home.
Uh-huh.
It's painless, and it's free to all our Kaiser members.
Mm-hmm.
The couple things you need to know, that this is an annual test that needs to be done every year, and I think the easiest way to do that, to remember that, is to do it on your birthday. Around your birthday, we want you to return that FIT test, or that poop test, as I call it. It's very simple to do. The package comes with like a piece of tissue paper that you put in the toilet water. You have a bowel movement that helps it kind of float up. And then you take the little device and you poke it into the stool. I want to emphasize that you do not in any way need to touch your stool at all. You just,
when you're saying stool, that's
I
a
mean,
fancy word for poop.
Poop, right.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't need to touch your poop or your stool at all. You just dip the indicator strip into it.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in the locking mechanism and you simply mail it back to us. It's as simple as that. It's one of the most life-saving tests I've seen in my, 15-plus year career of doing this. So we want everybody who's gotten one of these in their home and it's sitting on their counter right now to return it so that way we can get you properly screened for cancer. Now, if that test turns positive, we will let you know that it's turned positive. And the positivity means that it detected some type of blood in your stool. And most of the time, when that happens, we will always try to get you to do a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the good news is that 50% of those times that the colonoscopy is going to be absolutely normal. And the other 50% time, we will a large percent of the time, we'll remove those little polyps and prevent colon cancer.
So when you guys are talking about, again, the preventability of this is why this FIT test is so important, is because it's looking for anything that might be something so that we can make sure that we're staying on top of the health of our colon and our rectum. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And I want to emphasize that it becomes a better test as you do it every single year, beginning at the age of 50.
Okay. All right. And so let's say that you're sitting at home today and you're on the phone, so you know that you're due. Maybe you know where your FIT test is, and maybe you don't. If you don't know where your FIT test is, ladies and gentlemen, and you're waiting and you're sitting here and saying, okay, I'm listening to this, it's time, I'm going to do it, what I'd like you to do is press 5. Go ahead and just press 5. And what we will do is we will make sure that we get your information so that we can send you another FIT test to your house that you can mail back to us. So I'm going to ask another quick question for our listeners at home, and then we're going to get to some of the questions and answers that some of our participants have on the line right now. True or false, if there is no history of colon cancer in my family, then testing is less important. Again, press 1 for true and 2 for false. True or false, if there is no history of colon cancer in my family, then testing is less important. And I'm looking at the answers here, and it looks like we've got a really high response rate for false. Dr. Wu, what's the answer on this one?
I completely agree that it is false,
mm-hmm.
because you can certainly still have colon cancer if no one in your family has ever had colon cancer. However, if anyone in your family that is what's called a first-degree relative, like a mother, father, sister, brother, or your kids have colon cancer, then your personal risk of colon cancer is much higher, either double or triply high.
Interesting. Okay. Now, again, if you're at home and you're thinking that you want to get your FIT test done, go ahead and press 5, and we can mail you a new FIT test if you haven't had yours at home or you've lost it. It's easy to lose. It's a very small envelope, so I can understand how that's easy to happen. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to have one of our people who has a question ask it. So this is Beverly. Beverly, do you want to go ahead and ask your question?
Yes, I would like to know if you have a hemorrhoids and they're constantly, and you have like loose bowels, would that be a sign of colon cancer?
Okay, so again, Beverly's question is, can hemorrhoids or bowel issues be a sign of colon cancer?
Hi, Beverly. Thanks for asking this great question. Hemorrhoids are not a sign of colon cancer, but here's the problem, is that if you have blood in your stool, we don't know if that is coming from those hemorrhoids, which is not going to cause you cancer, but just be annoying, or if there's something more serious higher in the colon. And so that's why we want you to do that FIT test or the poop test and mail it back in or talk to your doctor about doing a colonoscopy. So the answer to your question is hemorrhoids do not have a higher risk of colon cancer at all, but we don't know where the blood's coming from all the time, whether it's hemorrhoids or something else.
Okay. Now, here's another question. This is a great question from Mona. Mona, this is a wonderful one. Go ahead. Mona can hear us.
Well, I'm here. I'm Mona's husband.
Okay. What's your question?
Well, my question was, why do we have to have a problem?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so what they're asking is, if you don't have any questions, why should I be concerned?
If you don't have any symptoms?
Or symptoms, excuse me, yes.
So you're saying if you feel very well and you don't have any blood or abdominal pain or weight loss or anything like that, why should I even think that I could possibly have colon cancer?
Right.
I think that's an excellent question. You can have colon cancer without having any symptoms at all, and that's why the FIT test is so important.
Okay.
In fact, when you have symptoms, it's usually then that it's been colon cancer has progressed to a stage that may not be curable. So we don't wait for symptoms to arise to test for this disease, which, by the way, is the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States, and it's most of the time completely preventable.
Okay. Now, I'm seeing that we've got a lot of questions about colonoscopies. And before we get into these, again, I want to remind those of you at home, if you want to get another FIT test mailed to you, go ahead and press 5, and then that way we can collect your information and send it to you afterwards. So what I'm going to do is ask about some colonoscopy questions. And so I'm going to ask Daryl to tell us his question. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yes, I have a history of colon cancer in the family. So should I be informing my doctor that I'd rather take a colonoscopy versus the poop test?
Hey, Daryl, this is a fabulous question. I'm so glad you asked this. So the family history is important if it's a first-degree relative. And I'll reiterate what Dr. Wu said. So first-degree relative is your mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, sister, children, okay? And if any of those people had colon cancer, yes, you actually bypass the poop test and come straight for a colonoscopy. Now, if it's your grandmother or grandfather, aunts, uncles, or cousins, those are not considered first-degree relatives, and those, in that case, you will absolutely do the poop test every year on your birthday and mail it in to us. So colon cancer, again, when it comes to family history, it's just with those first-degree relatives that it's important that you need to let your doctor know, because if it's the first-degree relative, again, the mother, father, brother, sister, or children, you will not do that poop test, and you will come right in for a colonoscopy.
So let's talk about the colonoscopy, because, again, I hear a lot of people asking about this. And so, like Carrie here is asking, and Carrie, go ahead. Would you like to ask your question about the colonoscopy versus the poop test?
Yes, like I said, if you don't like to do the FIT test every year, and then the doctor said, okay, every
Thank
5 years
you
have to have the colonoscopy.
Okay.
When you're over
50. So just to clarify, you're saying you're doing the FIT test every year?
Yes.
But also getting a colonoscopy every 5 years?
Yeah, they said you need one every 5 years.
Yeah, that's not true, because a colonoscopy has some risk involved. Although it's very small, so we want to make sure we do the colonoscopy on patients where there's a great indication for that. The poop test without a family history is very sufficient, proven in all the scientific literature, to screen for colon cancer as long as it's done every year, and that's why we suggest to do it on your birthday so you don't forget.
Okay. And again, if you're listening to this call and you've already sent in your FIT kit, but you want to know about colorectal health and colon cancer prevention, what would you guys want us to know, Dr. Gardino, Dr. Wu?
I think a lot of it is common sense. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do to minimize my personal risk of getting colon cancer? A lot of what you've always heard all your doctors tell you, eat your fruits and veggies, 3 to 5 servings a day, get your exercise at least 3 to 5 times a week, stop smoking and minimize your alcohol intake, things that you do for protecting other parts of your body, like your heart, you do for your colon as well.
Okay, so cutting back on alcohol, quitting smoking, exercise, it sounds like a healthy diet.
A healthy diet with lots of vegetables and fruits. The fiber and the vitamins in there are very helpful.
Well, and speaking of fiber and vegetables and fruits, I have patients asking this question all the time. Is fiber, fiber, fiber? Is any fiber good fiber when it comes to protecting your colon?
Yes, absolutely. Any fiber is good.
Okay. All right. Now, again, if you're listening to this at home and you've got a question, go ahead and press 0 at any time if you want to ask a question to Dr. Gardino and Dr. Wu. Now, before I get to the next question on our list today, I would like to remind you at home, if you have lost your FIT kit, or you'd like to have another one mailed to you, especially if you're due, which it sounds like every year we need to be doing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Then go ahead and press 5 at any time, and we will get your information so that we can mail a new FIT test to you.
And I'll also reiterate, Hillary, that the FIT test can also be picked up at any doctor's office and our lab. So if you're coming into the doctor soon and you haven't done it, grab one on the way out. All our offices stock them. And again, it's something that you take home and do at the convenience of your own home. It's safe, it's painless, and it's free.
And like you said, you can just walk up.
Yep.
And just ask for one?
Yep. You should just be able to go up there and ask, tell them that you need a new FIT test, or sometimes, again, I call it the poop test, which everybody knows.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. And again, for those of you at home who maybe this is your first time getting this call, or maybe you haven't gotten a FIT test before, I want to let you know that it's in a small envelope. It's not obvious. It's not something that you would think of as containing a poop test.
That's right.
Correct?
Yep. The vial that you touch your poop to, again, you don't have to touch it with your hand, is very small.
Okay, excellent. Now, Joyce, you've got a really good question here. Go ahead.
I've had polyps in the past that were discovered during colonoscopies, and now I'm doing poop tests and not doing colonoscopies. Should I request that my doctor look at doing a colonoscopy now with that history of polyps?
That's an excellent question, Joyce. Thank you for asking that.
Yes, thank you. That's an excellent question. So it really depends on the kind of polyp, and it would be hard for you to know. So the best thing would be to bring it up with your primary care doctor, who can then look at the biopsy results of the polyp and determine what kind, and speak to the GI department about that if needed.
So it sounds like different types of polyps have different reasons to either have a colonoscopy or not have a colonoscopy.
That's absolutely correct. There are different kinds of polyps, and it really depends on how many and what kind and what size.
Okay. And one of the things I've heard from both of you is that one of the reasons that we don't just do a colonoscopy on anybody and everybody is that there is some risks attached to it, so we want to be cautious and make sure that we're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah. So let's talk about colonoscopy for a few minutes, because some of you might need one. The procedure itself takes about 15, 20 minutes. It should be pain-free, where you come in and an IV is inserted and we give you some sleeping medications. And the scope is passed around your colon, which is, again, about 4 or 5 feet long. And as Dr. Wu said, we'll take out those polyps. Sometimes you have a little bit of pressure or bloating, but it is a sedated procedure, so we're monitoring your heart rate and your blood pressure and your breathing throughout the entire procedure. It's very safe. We do thousands every year. And so if you have to have a colonoscopy because your poop test turns positive, I really wouldn't fear it. The worst part, as they say, and many people have known about, is that drinking that prep where you have to clean your colon
out.
I've
heard of this. I've heard it's horrible.
Well, it's not the funnest thing in the world, but as I always say, colon cancer is not fun either. So if you can do a test that prevents colon cancer and drinking that big bottle of solution, which still is the best method to clean the colon after all these years, and there are some other things out on the market, but we still find that the colon is cleaned the best with that big jug of solution. That's the worst part of the procedure. The procedure itself, most people sail right through it and have no problems.
Okay, and so it sounds like they're what we call sedated, so they're not awake during the procedure.
Yeah, so I call it a twilight sleep, basically,
Okay, and I know that that's something that a lot of patients are worried about is being awake during that. Okay.
We give you medications before the procedure starts, and if you look like you're uncomfortable, we give you more during the procedure. Our goal is to keep you comfortable during the procedure.
Right, okay. And again, one of the take-homes that I'm taking away from this, and I think one of the questions that's come up a lot from a lot of listeners is just understanding that we don't order a colonoscopy on everyone because the FIT test really is something that we need to do first to make sure that we're...
That's right. So there's not enough GI doctors in the world to do a colonoscopy on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we screen the vast majority of these of our patients with the FIT test. Again, it has to be done annually, and if it's positive, you'll hear from our department. And I also want to emphasize with the poop test, really important... That little vial that you're going to mail back, it needs to have your name and medical record number written on it by you. And importantly, it has to have the date that you collected the sample or that you dipped it in the poop. Because if those three things aren't on there, our lab cannot run it. And so sometimes patients will get a result back saying they could not run the test. And so it's really important that you fill out that little vial before you mail it back.
Absolutely. And if you've gone through everything to just get the sample and have it sent off, you want to take those steps. Now, is there something written on the FIT test or some sort of instructions to remind people how to get through all of this so they make sure they're doing everything right?
Uh-huh. It's very simple. In fact, most of it is by pictures with very little text. I just showed you step by step to do. If you're going to have a bowel movement every day or every other day and you do this test once a year, you could save your life by having a bowel movement.
Okay, excellent. Now, one more question about a colonoscopy versus a FIT test. Joyce, can you hear? I'm going to go ahead and ask you to ask your question. Go ahead.
It's my turn?
Yes.
Oh, I had the colonoscopy test about 3 years ago, maybe a little more than three, and I was told I don't have to worry about a colon test for another 10 years. Do I still have to take the...
So what you're asking is, do you still have to do the FIT test since you just had a colonoscopy 3 years ago?
Great question. Thank you so much for asking that. So if you've had a colonoscopy, usually we will not outreach you anymore with that poop test because you've moved from the poop test to a colonoscopy test. So if you've had a colonoscopy 2 years ago, you won't get a poop test in the mail anymore. Because a colonoscopy is good for a specific amount of time to be screened, and that could be 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years, as indicated by the GI doctor.
Okay, so your doctor, your specialist, would make that decision as to when you have to come back in for another, it sounds like colonoscopy in that case.
That's right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So once maybe, is it right to say once you've graduated to a colonoscopy, you stay in colonoscopy land, you don't go back to FIT testing?
For the most part, yes. Now, the guidelines could be changing soon where after 10 years, after you had a colonoscopy, in 10 years, you may go, if you're young enough, you may go back to doing that poop test.
Mm.
The jury is still out on that one. But for now, we have very sophisticated computerized systems that will recall our patients with whatever method we think they need to have. So.
Okay, great. And I have to say, I think one of the things that I love most about being a patient at Kaiser as well as working at Kaiser is that we have so many people taking care of our health. And so it sounds like we've got people who are on this for us and will keep reminding us if we're due for a FIT test or anything else.
Absolutely. We have dedicated personnel in the department tracking each patient's need for a colonoscopy at a specific time. So we have automatic tracking of every patient who's gone through our department.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Now, again, if you're on the line and you want to have another fit test mailed to you and you're not going to be at Kaiser anytime soon to get one, go ahead and press 5. When you press number 5, what we will do is we'll make sure a fit test is sent to your home so that you're able to complete it and send it back to us so we can make sure that we're taking good care of you. So I'm going to go ahead and ask one final question and see if we have any other additional questions. So again, press 0 if you'd like to ask a question. I'm now going to go to John. John, go ahead.
You mean Jamie? Is that me?
Maybe, yes. Go ahead.
You called me John when you first called me, and I said, no, it's
Sorry.
Jamie. Actually, I think you answered my question. I just lost my father to colon cancer 1 year and a month ago. And my question was, am I at a higher risk because I lost my father to colon cancer? And you pretty much answered that. I brought it up to my doctor, and I've brought it up 3 times now, and he doesn't see. I'm 48, going to be 49 years old, and he has never.
I think you bring up a great question. I don't think we can answer this question too many times, so I'm going to go ahead and answer it one more time.
You absolutely are at higher risk if your father had colon cancer.
Yeah.
So you would be able to bypass the FIT test and get a colonoscopy.
Okay. So it is one of the things that we want to circle back. And I'm assuming when we're talking about colon cancer, we're talking about what we call a primary colon cancer, correct?
Right.
So that's where it started.
Right. So sometimes people can get cancer, let's say have liver cancer, and it spreads to the colon. That's not considered colon cancer. It has to be cancer that started in the colon.
Okay. So if it started there, then we would absolutely want that screening. And it sounds like regardless of age at that point.
Right.
Okay. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the phone and you do want to get a FET test mailed to you, you can't find it, don't worry. We understand. It's a very small package. Go ahead and press 5. And when you press 5, what we will do is mail you another additional FET test. So, again, if you need that FET kit sent, please press 5. So I first want to thank Dr. Scardino and Wu. Thank you so much for joining us and being part of this tonight. And remember, if you have questions that we didn't address, you can follow up anytime with your primary care physician. You can also get more information on kp.org about our house calls, and they're even available on our KP South Sacramento website on the Health Resources homepage. For generic, non-personal questions, call us at 916-544-6220, and that goes directly to our health education department, and they will connect you with a health coach to help you take advantage of a lot of the things that Dr. Wu was talking about today in terms of healthy lifestyle. Thank you for joining us tonight, for taking care of yourself. Stay healthy and thrive.